It's 8:35. You're listening to Community Radio KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran. And we continue to cover the local impact of executive orders being signed by Donald Trump and the anticipation of more to come. This morning, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Mike Butler, who's the Public Safety Chief for Longmont. But joining us right now, I'm delighted to welcome Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelle to the airwaves. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for being with us on KGNU.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Well, we've had a lot of coverage this morning and a lot of discussion today focusing on the ban on immigrants from certain Muslim majority countries. But we have been talking locally about the impact of a Trump administration on immigrants from a lot of different countries here in Boulder County. A lot of communities have declared themselves to be sanctuary communities, and now there is concern about what will happen moving forward. Could you clarify right now, Sheriff Pelle, what currently is the intersection of federal immigration law with local regulations here in Boulder County?
Well, first of all, local police have no constitutional or statutory authority to enforce federal law. We're not in that business, nor do we want to be. For policing to be effective in a free country, the community has to feel trust in the police, and they have to be willing to call when they witness or they're a victim to a crime. So if we have a marginalized community that are fearful of the police because of their immigration status, we're going to be effective in that community and crime will be allowed to flourish. It's not a position we want to be in. The intersection also involves the jail. Because when people are arrested on state or local charges, they're oftentimes picked up by ICE through fingerprints and databases as they go through the criminal justice system and the jail system. So part of the issue is the Trump administration wants us to hold people on immigration detainers in our county jail and wait for the federal authorities to pick them up. And the courts have already ruled in several different districts. Federal courts have ruled that that's a civil rights violation, that those administrative orders are not warrants. They're not reviewed by a judge. They don't establish probable cause. And we don't have the authority to hold people. So we have a presidential order saying one thing and federal courts saying another. And I guess it's eventually going to have to probably be litigated or worked out in court somehow.
Well, whether or not local authorities here want to or don't want to hold people on an immigration hold, what access do, say, federal immigration authorities and ICE, what access do they have to local records? I mean, if federal authorities were to come in themselves, if they know that somebody has been arrested for, you know, something and maybe is being released, is there access right now, and what is the potential for access of local databases from law enforcement agencies?
Yeah, absolutely. Jail records are public records. We can't hold or withhold information from anyone. So ICE or any other law enforcement agency or any media source, they all have access to that information. jail records include, you know, place of birth. That's searchable in a database, as well as the fingerprint of the person. When someone's fingerprinted now, it's digital, it's done electronically, and it's automatically transferred to CBI, which automatically transfers it then to federal authorities, both the FBI and ICE. So if someone is in the ICE database, let's say on an expired visa, or if they've been voluntarily relocated or deported in the past, that database is going to ping and they're going to know that they're in our jail.
Donald Trump has said that there will be a crackdown on so-called sanctuary cities and sanctuary communities. And so has there been discussion between you as the Boulder County Sheriff with either the local mayor or other local authorities about what could be in store?
Well, with the county commissioners, we have had this discussion. The county does receive federal dollars for roads and bridges, and of course, the flood recovery was huge. But I don't know what a sanctuary city is. We are currently following the law. We are sharing the information that we are required to share, and we are not detaining people based on administrative orders, which is what the courts have already ruled we need to be doing in spite of this administrative order or presidential order. So we're going to continue to follow the law, and we're going to continue our philosophy of trying to build trust in the community and with everybody, all the people that were responsible for policing and ensuring the public safety.
We're speaking this morning with Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelle on KGNU's A Public Affair, talking about the recent executive orders issued by President Donald Trump around immigration and what that means for Boulder County. Also joining us, we now have Mike Butler, who's the Public Safety Chief for Longmont. And Mike, I know that that gives you oversight of a lot of different agencies in Longmont. As you joined the conversation, how is Longmont dealing with this most recent executive, well, the executive order handed down last week around immigration?
Well, good morning, Maeve, and good morning, Sheriff. I don't think we're going to be changing much. We don't know yet exactly how to interpret that order, how to translate it. What we know is we have a community full of people that we serve, who live in our community, who are good neighbors. They do great things in our neighborhoods. They're raising our families. They're committed to our community. They're committed to their families. They're accountable to our community. And we're not necessarily taking into account whether or not their immigration status is. And so, you know, that's how we're looking at it at this point. If someone was to be involved in some serious criminal behavior, we would respond the same way to anybody, regardless of whether or not they're regardless of their immigration status. So I'll just start with that.
What do both of you see as the ripple effect of this? And I know that both of you have been participating in many, many community events where you're hearing from members of Boulder County community, immigrants themselves, people who have mixed immigration status families. First of all, we'll talk about the ripple effects from your point of view as law enforcement officials. If you have entire communities who are concerned about potentially engaging with the law because of any possible crackdown on immigration, I mean, what do you see as the effect on the community, on the broader community? Joe Pelle, I'll start with you.
Well, once again, in order for us to be effective, people have to trust us, and they must be willing to call when they're a victim or a witness to a crime. So when you have entire culture that's marginalized, that's afraid of the police, that's afraid of the government, they're going to be susceptible to crime. They're also going to be issues with just things such as hit-and-run accidents. You know, the simplest thing that could result in a very innocuous police contact can turn into a huge issue for them. And the sad part is we've been working hard. Mike Butler and myself and other police leaders in the county have been working hard for decades to try to build that trust and relationships with those communities. And I hate to see it fractured.
Mike Butler, I know you, as I said, yourself and Sheriff Pelle have been participating in many community forums since the election. I mean, what are you hearing from people in Longmont and other parts of Boulder County?
Well, yeah, just a little background here. Just about every Sunday morning, there's a gentleman named Dan Benavides and I walk a neighborhood in our community. We've been focusing a lot on predominantly Latino neighborhoods, and so we've been having these conversations almost weekly with a significant portion of our Latino community. Plus, we've been attending a couple of meetings as well that were, there's one particular place called Casa de las Bronze. And so what we've been doing is assuring people that we're not changing anything, and that their sense of who they are in the community and their capacity or to receive police services and to be protected by the police is not changing. So yesterday we walked a predominantly Latino neighborhood, and frankly, the issue of immigration didn't even emerge. And so there was a lot of comfort between this particular neighborhood and the police. And, you know, as Sheriff Pelley talked about, we've been doing a lot of work over the years to enhance our relationships so that that trust is strong and the there's some predictability and some sense of working together in partnership and towards, you know, making our community safer and improving the quality of life for people. So I can't, you know, I'm sure there is some concern and fear, but yesterday was an example where we did not encounter that. And there have been other examples where we didn't encounter that. But there was an example down at Casa de la Esperanza where we did have some folks express fear. That was right after the election. But so I think people are just kind of in a wait-and-see mode right now.
Joe Pelle, what have you heard as the Boulder County Sheriff? Are you? I know, as I said, you're also participating in many, many community events.
Yeah, I work with the Colorado Immigration and Rights Coalition on legislative efforts and community policy efforts and that kind of thing. And there's an underlying tone of fear. A lot of the young people on CIRC, the Colorado Immigration Rights Coalition, are here. They're DACA kids. They're in their 20s and 30s. They came here as children with undocumented parents, and all of a sudden they're, you know, this is the only place they've known, the only country they've known, and the only culture they know, and now they're fearful about the future. And like Mike says, nobody really knows for sure what this means. I think there's going to be litigation. I think there's going to be court challenges. And everybody is tense, I think, on the edge of their seat and in a wait-and-see mode.
We're speaking this morning on KGNU with Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelle and with Mike Butler, who's the public safety chief for Longmont, about what Donald Trump's executive orders mean for Boulder County, particularly the ones issued last Wednesday around immigration and a crackdown on so-called sanctuary communities. Boulder is the only official city who has declared itself to be a sanctuary city, the only one in Colorado. There are sanctuary campuses. Now, it's a very ambiguous legal term, but as we're hearing from Sheriff Pelle this morning and from Chief Butler, that it's business as usual in terms of not sharing immigration or not working with ICE necessarily in the way that Donald Trump would like them to work with. Well, just to clarify, Sheriff Pelle, because you said when somebody's arrested and they're released from jail, it is a matter of public record, so federal authorities can access it, as can anyone. But when somebody is arrested, is there any checking of immigration status at all done on the part of a sheriff or an arresting officer?
No, we do not do the federal government's work for them. We don't investigate people's immigration status. We don't ask about it or inquire about it, and we don't record it anywhere. What we do is complete the arrest reports and the fingerprints and all of the things that are required for a state or local criminal violation. That information goes to both the state and federal government, and it's up to them to do the inquiry and the investigation and make a determination whether they have someone they're interested in or not.
Well, moving forward, we have been talking about how executive orders impact what's happening in Boulder County when it comes to immigration, but who knows what else might happen. Is there any discussion happening at your level, at the county sheriff level or law enforcement level, about other potential executive orders and how that could impact us here in the county?
No, I think we're all, like, as Mike said, we're all waiting to see. And nothing has really changed other than the rhetoric right now.
Well, I'd like to thank you both. We just have a couple of more minutes. Mike Butler, we did some coverage. I got to accompany you and Dan Benavides on one of your walks on a Sunday morning in Longmont, and people can find that online at kgnu.org. You've been doing this now for a couple of years.
Yeah, since July of 2014. And walked. Go ahead.
You're going to continue this for indefinitely, is that correct?
Oh, yes. And we're going to have everybody in public safety participating. There's a bigger reason why we're doing this, and and we believe that our community has a lot to offer. And we make invitations to people to become more involved and more engaged, not only in their neighborhoods, but in the community. And so we have a fairly significant database of people who have said yes to that invitation. And we think public safety has a legitimate platform in our communities to try to surface and activate that kind of social capital. So we've been headed down that path for a while, and we're going to continue to do it.
And are there any other future community forums planned? As I said, and we have done some coverage here on KGNU, there have been numerous community forums with yourselves, Stan Garnett, the Boulder County District Attorney, and immigration rights folks. Are there other community forums planned? Or how can people who are concerned, who maybe want to support what you're doing or maybe disagree with what you're doing, how might they be able to engage in this entire process?
Well, go ahead, Joe.
I'm not aware of any other forums right now. There were a flurry of them immediately after the election, probably a dozen or so in a 2 or 3 week period. That's kind of died down. There are a number of organizations in our community where people can get involved if they're concerned about this. El Comité in Longmont is a fantastic community organization. They're helping people through immigration issues and they're helping them with citizenship and classes and obtaining their permanent legal resident status. Wonderful people and a great place to get involved if this is an issue that's of particular interest to you.
Okay. Well, I'll also add that I agree with Chair Pelley on the work that El Comité is doing. And there's also a neighborhood resources services out of the city. The manager is Carmen Ramirez, and she also does a lot of outreach into the community and can assist people in a lot of different ways. There's quite a bit of Latino advocacy, you know, and we're open to any kind of discussion anywhere. We don't have any other forums planned, but we know there's various perspectives, and we honor and respect each and every perspective. We think it's worth a good community discussion, dialogue, debate, however that plays out. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, I'd like to thank both my guests this morning, Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley and Mike Butler, who's the Public Safety Chief for Longmont, joining me on KGNU's A Public Affair. Thank you both for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
And we will repost that feature that I did several months ago when I got to accompany Chief Mike Butler along with Dan Benavides on one of those Sunday morning walks in neighborhoods in Longmont. We'll put that at news.kgnu.org. It is 8:53 and we're going to continue our discussion about immigration and what it means. The most recent executive orders signed by Donald Trump. We're going to have a conversation with the chair of the Colorado chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association on that. And we'll direct people to news.kgnu.org for more of our coverage. Stay tuned. You're listening to Community Radio KGNU.